Background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. As our theme wraps up right there, you bet. And it is our 276th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And we'll get to our guests in just seconds here. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM. KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, We Are Chasm. And yes, I said it is our 276th program here on KASM, and we have our guest, Mr. Alex Meisner, on the phone, and we say good morning to Alex. How are you doing, Alex?
Good morning. How's it going out there?
It's wonderful. I know you're in a warmer climate than we are. Let's hear a little bit about what it's like where you are.
Well, you know, we had a few cool days this week. We had one day that didn't even get up to 70 degrees, but luckily it's back where it's supposed to be in early February. You know, it's sitting about 74 degrees outside my house here in beautiful Palm City, Florida.
Well, awesome. Good for you. We're not quite that warm. We've got 25 degrees right now. We've had a severe foggy morning this morning, very treacherous driving early on this morning. But things are lightening up a little bit today. And, yeah, I think people should be able to get around that big Super Bowl Sunday today, huh?
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, but of course you don't have the Vikings or the Packers in it to cheer or boo. So, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, the Patriots and the Rams, not too good of a polka team, you know.
There you go. Very good. All right. Well, we'll maybe pin you down for a prediction at the end of the show. In the meantime, Alex, you live in Florida now. Is that where you originated from, or tell us where it all began? Where were you born and raised?
I'm originally from a little town just outside of Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's called Copley. And Copley was a town that was predominantly made up of immigrants from an area of Austria called Burgenland. And that's where my family's originally from. Those roots are a mix of Germanic, Croatian, and Hungarian backgrounds. So our music obviously had a lot of the polka beat to start with it. But we also had a lot of the tamburica kolo music from the Croatians and a lot of the Hungarian violin chadarash background as well. But my grandfather and my dad's uncles, my great-grandfather had the original family orchestra when he came over from Austria. But my grandfather and my dad's uncles all had bands throughout the 40s and 50s and 60s that were patterned after the guys that they really admired the most. Romy Gaz, Fat Dutchman, Elmer Scheid. So all that music came back east through the VTAC Elsnick books and all of that kind of stuff. And, I mean, I would listen to my grandfather playing Romy Gaz records over and over. And then my father went off to college, at Duquesne University and did a lot of the Balkan and Slavic music. And a lot of the stuff that he started recording took the traditional German and Austrian music of our heritage and then started getting more involved with the Slovenian and Croatian side of things. And now with my jazz education and classical education as well, I like to meld everything together. You know, I mean, there's so many awesome styles of polka music, and there's so many ways that we can put it together with different music. So if when you, people that have seen my shows know there's a lot of energy that goes into it, but if they're looking for a specific style, all they have to do is come up and talk to me, and I find a way to switch a little Dutchman-style tune after a Polish push tune and try to show everybody that they're all equally good.
Oh, nice. That's very good. Now, who was your dad? What was his name?
My dad, Al Meixner.
Okay.
Was active through the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. The last 15 years, we were traveling the Al Meixner trio, myself and my father, and then we had a bunch of different drummers. We had a Minnesota guy named Craig Ebel,
yeah,
who played drums for us for quite a while. Uh-huh. And then the last drummer in the band, Ed Planick, out of Nashville, Tennessee, and Detroit, also comes from a musical family as well. And he still plays with my band to this day. He's one of the three drummers that we use on the road.
Wonderful. Is your dad still with us, or has he passed?
My dad is still alive. He has not performed actively in quite a few years.
Oh, okay.
He has health complications.
Oh, okay. Sure, sure. Okay. And where does he make home these days?
He's still in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay.
Yeah. He actually brought us to Florida in the first place when I was in middle school.
Uh-huh.
He was on staff at Walt Disney World's Epcot Center in the Germ Pavilion.
Okay.
And another Minnesota guy that I'm sure you're familiar with, Dan Whitaky,
yes,
did all of his recording at my dad's studio back in Pennsylvania. And when my dad got his job, they needed another accordion player. And since Dan had just had a major van wreck, Dan needed to get off the road. And then Dan came down, and I played on a lot of Dan's albums from 1990 to 94, something like that.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's just amazing how everybody gets it's put together through this polka world.
It's really true. It's one big polka family that always winds up to be names run together. So,
you better believe it.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of heralded for playing the button box and the accordion, but I understand you play just about every instrument that there is around, huh?
Well, my college major was the trumpet.
Okay.
So I did my degrees in classical and jazz trumpet at Ithaca in upstate New York, as well as I did my master's at Penn State. That's not the state pen, Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of that kind of business.
Uh-huh.
But then I also play keyboards, bass, drums, and all the other brass instruments as well. So, I mean, I am very lucky that I grew up in an environment that allowed me to learn the different instruments, the different styles of music. And especially being in Florida, I had the opportunity to work with a lot of different styles of musicians. In the polka realm of things, besides Dan and my father, I performed with Frankie Yankovic, America's Polka King. I performed and recorded with Walter Ostnick, Canada's Polka King, and Joe Fedorchak and Joe Obritis from the Polish side of things. And a lot of very good experiences, in addition to learning mariachi music and all different styles of jazz and classical. It's really allowed me to keep a very open mind to the development of music.
Well, I never did ask you or find out. How old were you when you first picked up the first instrument? Were you self-taught, or did your dad teach you, or was it in school?
Well, ironically, my first music teacher was actually my mother.
Oh.
She had more patience to work with me at the piano when I was about 3 and a half or so, but I really wanted to play the accordion, so I had my first 12-bass accordion at the age of 4.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Good for you.
And my kids are already, my oldest daughter is 11, my middle daughter is 8, and my son is 5. And, you know, there's music going on with them as well. There's pianos being played and lots of singing, and my little guy likes to beat up on the drums quite a bit, you know, so it keeps life interesting.
Well, and that's really, really neat because, you know, the general consensus is that polka music is fading or diminishing from where it was, and it's probably true. But you are evidence that there is still hope for the future. Anytime you can get the youth involved, and maybe it'll take a little different twist like it did in your lifestyle, but it still keeps it going, and that's what we need, I think. Isn't that true, Alex?
Well, most assuredly. I feel that the most important thing is that nothing is ever as it was.
Right.
You know, I mean, so the day where, you know, you went to New Ulm and there were 30 different bands that were playing actively all the time and that there were a dozen places to go dancing on a Saturday night, that's not even accurate in any form of music these days. The scene has changed a lot, but I really feel that the music is in a constant state of evolution.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean,
yep.
You think of it the way the Six Fat and Fez Ritchie really started incorporating big band voicings into the horns.
Yeah.
That was something that came from the influence of the jazz players.
Okay.
And, you know, there was a swing in the way they played as opposed to the more traditional brass band that the repertoire came out of, from Bohemia, you know, your Czech, your Slovak, your German, all of that kind of stuff. So they changed the music and adapted it to who they had. You know, I mean, the concertina is not as prevalent in Germany or in the Czech Republic as it is in the upper Midwest of the United States. But that developed its own tradition, just like the use of the banjo and the saxophone became part of the tradition in Cleveland with the Slovenians.
Awesome.
So we're going to change it a little bit. You know, sometimes our music's a little faster.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's a little slower. I mean, if you listen, man, I was just listening to some of the CDs I bought from you the other day. I mean, some of those old recordings, Babe Wagner and that kind of stuff, they truck along.
Yeah.
Tempo-wise.
Yeah.
But then also, sometimes they were a little faster. I know some of the Romy Gaz stuff especially, there were so many sections to the songs, and they only had so much time that they could put on one side of a 78, so they had to play them a little faster to get all the sections on. So, I mean, it's interesting how you look at it, and all music and life is going to change. You know, I mean, we're not using an outhouse these days, and I think we're all happy about that.
I think so, too. Well, Alex, if we can hold that thought for just a moment, it's 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation.
Awesome.
Alrighty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Speaking of sausages, the St. Joe Meat Market makes a wide variety of sausages. We start with fresh trimmings, add just the right amount of spices and flavorings to produce some of the very tasty products that you see today in the case. A lot of our recipes go back quite a few years. I was just a youngster, but I can still remember my grandpa, Alling, yes, Al Funnenstein Sr., making that good homemade pork sausage. Of course, my dad, Junior Funnenstein, continued that great tradition of great homemade sausage and passing on those great recipes to us, now the third generation, at the St. Joe Meat Market. At the St. Joe Meat Market, we still make homemade bologna, franks, and wieners, skin-on, and also skinless. Our ever-popular country-style sausage is available in many forms, fresh, bulk, patties, continuous, or rope-style, breakfast links, and brats. We still make that great homemade liver sausage, blood sausage, and head cheese. Dad's recipe for summer sausage continues to be a constant seller. Over the past few years, jerky and snack sticks has risen in popularity with numerous flavors available. At the St. Joe Meat Market, we've had a lot of success with our homemade Braunschweiger, winning numerous awards over the past few years. So you can see why, for many years, on our invoice, it says the St. Joe Meat Market, homemade sausage, our specialty. But it does make you wonder what Grandpa would say now when I tell you that you can like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. Yes, technology has certainly put us in a different world from what our ancestors knew. Well, one thing that hasn't changed is that great homemade sausage and customer service that you've come to know and appreciate at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Alex, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. Along with Chasm, the St. Joe Meat Market puts up a nice meat package. We send it out to you priority mail. Hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
That sounds great. You know, I mean, that's one of the great things about all the music, the food, and the fellowship is timeless, you know, and that's a wonderful thing.
And I was going to say, as traveled as you are, I'll bet you've enjoyed a few good brats around the country over the years, huh?
You better believe it. In fact, I mean, and that's also one of the things in any kind of ethnic music, you know. Mm-hmm. I played yesterday. We were in West Palm Beach, Florida, and we had a Polish craft beer and food festival, street festival. Uh-huh. And they blocked off the street, and they had all these homemade pierogi and all different kinds of sausage, which was just awesome, you know, because the Polish are going to kind of spice it up a different way, you know. And being where we are, we get a whole bunch of different kinds of things here. And I played a gig a few weeks ago for some Indonesian people.
Uh-huh.
And they don't quite make bratwurst,
no.
You know what I mean?
But, I can believe
but,
that.
You know, but I learned a whole bunch of new music, and it's amazing how when you start learning Indonesian folk music, the similarities it has to a lot of the polkas that we learned. So I was sitting there learning a few of those, and then all of a sudden they're throwing me all different kinds of things. I don't really want, you know, much like no one really wants to ask, what are all the specific ingredients in head cheese?
No, for sure.
You know, I mean, it's just one of those things.
Exactly.
If you like head cheese, if you like sulks,
yep.
Don't ask. Just
you're right.
Eat it.
That's
you know?
Right.
And it was a lot of the same stuff going on with the Indonesian food. You know, I mean, there's stuff that looked like it was looking at me.
Yeah.
You know, but
yep.
I mean, it's, you know, and that's part of how all of our ancestors, they made use of all the parts of the animals that were in their midst so that they could survive.
That's right. That's right. Have you ever had the opportunity to travel up to Wisconsin, to like Milwaukee for their ethnic fests and everything?
Yes. In fact, my band will be headlining all 3 days at Milwaukee German Fest again this year.
Oh, really?
We do that just about every other year.
Uh-huh.
And I've also done a lot at the Wisconsin State Fair. Played all kinds of metropolises from Milwaukee to Willard, Wisconsin, and it's great to see all the different parts of this country that really allow us to grow.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great, and we've jumped around all over the place here so far. That's what was going to lead me to the next question. Do you go back to the days of the nice ballrooms around like central Minnesota and Wisconsin and all through the upper Midwest? Did you get into any of those ballrooms, or was that before your time?
Definitely got to play a few of them.
You did.
I can remember one specific gig that we did in Neillsville, Wisconsin at the Silver Dome Ballroom.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that one.
That one, and we played a few out in Iowa. There was one in Davenport called the Call Ballroom.
Okay.
And that one, it's again amazing that with all the technology and all of the ways that we advance, that the acoustical properties, you know, mm-hmm. at the Call Ballroom, it was one of those where you could stand on one side of the stage and whisper, and it sounded like you were on the other side of the stage full belt singing.
Oh my.
You know, and it's just like you go in there, and with all of our fancy sound equipment and that kind of stuff that we come out with, we barely had to use anything. And it's so important to let the room sing, you know. I mean, let the instruments do their job. You don't always have to use amplifiers for everything.
You bet. You bet. Well, earlier in the program this morning, I had some listeners call in. We have a very interactive program here on Sunday mornings. And listeners wanted to hear some music and tribute to the plane crash that happened many years ago, back in 1959, before our time. And that was the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper.
In Clear Lake, Iowa. Was,
yeah, Surf Ballroom is where they had performed at. And so I was going to ask you, had you ever been to the Surf Ballroom then?
I have been to the Surf Ballroom. I played a concert in Clear Lake 3 or 4 years ago. We were on concert tour, and we didn't get to play at the Surf because we were playing. I do a lot of educational work.
Okay.
So I go into the schools, and this is where the kids get to see how an accordion is built, how we make sound with this, and how all the different kinds of music are similar. You know, if they're mm-hmm. in school band and they're learning a Sousa march, show how that is an American derivative of a lot of the marches that came from Czechoslovakia, what we now call Czech Republic and Slovakia, Svoboda,
sure.
and Vacek, and that kind of stuff. So I did one of those programs in Clear Lake, Iowa, and it was like, oh, you've got to see our historic attraction, the Surf Ballroom. And ironically, the gentleman who is my mechanic down here in Stuart, Florida, is from Clear Lake, Iowa originally.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, it's just like, everybody travels.
Yep.
And we kind of get our own thing going on here.
It becomes a small world when you talk to people. It really does. You bet.
Definitely.
So, Alex, I've got to ask you now, have you made your entire living on music then? Or did you have to work through the years at all at any kind of an occupation?
Well, my full-time occupation has always been music.
Okay.
I travel up to 70 or 80,000 miles a year, driving, flying all across the United States, Canada, and Europe, as well as producing recordings and doing teaching. So it's all involved with music.
Awesome.
And I am very lucky to be doing that. It is definitely a lot of work.
I can believe that. Yep.
There's definitely probably more profitable ways to make a living, but this is where my heart and soul is. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
This time of year, it's predominantly in the South.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned, I do come up to Wisconsin, Minnesota. I played New Ulm many times for the Bavarian Blast.
Oh, yes.
This year, I go to the Netherlands for a week of performances over there. There's a large young population of people that love Cleveland Slovenian style button box polkas.
Ah.
I mean, and it's pretty intense. We go into rock clubs, and it's a tour with a lot of the top musicians in that genre from the United States, get to go over and do that.
Neat.
And there's a lot of work, obviously, for us in Texas and in the Northeast, in New York City, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New Jersey, Maryland, that area.
That's awesome. You alluded to your recordings earlier, and I wanted to touch on that just a bit. You said you've recorded just a number of CDs. Tell us a little bit about the CDs. I know it's a lot, but how folks might get a hold of them. I know I'm going to be getting some from you. What you all have available and a little bit of the history there with the recording business.
Well, I have performed on approximately 80 albums to date,
And
those involve some Grammy Award winners and some Grammy nominees, And have been across a lot of genres of music. I've done recently some recording for Steve Harris and Music Publishers of America, which are some recordings from the VTAC Elsnick Music Publishing Company. 4 years ago, we did the first one, Then and Now, which is a retrospective of a lot of the old-time staples, Pretty Dancing Girl and Ulyta Polka and the Chicago Waltz, Come to Mind Snow Waltz, songs that a lot of people recognize. And we did some of them in very traditional Dutchman style with tuba, trumpets, clarinets, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes we did a little twist on them, like Pretty Dancing Girl. We recorded it with a Tex-Mex rhythm section idea, so it sounds like a current Tejano recording, and in fact, we had Spanish words written to it.
Oh, my.
And it's amazing how the same song that has been performed by so many German and Czech bands through the years translates so well into the contemporary Tex-Mex style. The current album I just did for him that was released, I have two brand new albums out that hopefully are going to get some airplay and people are going to enjoy. One of them is from, again, the VTAC Elsnick Company. It's called Polish Blood, and it is a collection of predominantly traditional Polish selections that were arranged for the VTAC Elsnick Company. Some of them are done in the current contemporary Polish styles. Some of them are done in like a Polish street orchestra with violin and tambourine and accordion, and the vocals were done on this album by Grammy-nominated Jan Levon. Jan was recently personified in a movie that's available on Netflix called The Polka King.
Oh, yes.
And it travails his life as a musician, as well as he had some missteps and had a little Ponzi scheme that landed him in prison.
Uh-huh.
And he's portrayed by Jack Black. The other vocals are done by Polka Hall of Famer Joe Overitis.
Oh, yes.
Who is a walking encyclopedia of polka music. Although his music has been generally Polish in origin, he has personally the largest polka record collection I've ever seen and can wax on about the history of 78 recorded by everybody from Matt Hoyer on the Slovenian side to the Six Fat Dutchmen. And so we have that album. And then my other new album is called Make Some Noise.
Oh, yes.
Which is our current album with the Alan Smeichner Band that tours across the country. And it's a pretty loud album. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot more of the contemporary sounding stuff. But on that album, we have a unique take on Tanteana, which was a big song by Whoopi John and Fez Fritchie through the years.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I went back, and a friend of mine who's an ethnomusicologist in Austria got a whole bunch of different lyrics for it that had been in Germany and Austria in pre-war, you know, and then to see how the song evolved in the United States and became such a signature song for Fez, you know. I mean,
you bet.
Yeah, and then we put a little more of a like a little disco beat kind of thing on it, so sure. it's fun that way.
We'll hear that coming up in our next segment here in just a little bit. Time is running down. Alex, I want to ask you a couple more things. First of all, I know you're busy playing almost your whole lifetime, but did you ever have time to sit and listen or take in other musicians? Who did you look up to? Who were the great accordion players, or who did you really, who would you take time to listen to?
Well, the thing that's important is that today, as I'm performing as much as I am, I still listen to a ton of music.
Okay.
Always. That is what influences me on a regular basis. You know, I had mentioned, I have a huge record collection myself, you know, and just as I was preparing for this interview and mm-hmm. talking to you a little bit, I've been picking up, this morning was listening to Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman Band.
Ah, yes.
And, of course, I see the very familiar name of Carl Hartwick on there, and Carl's work, as well as Brian and Gary Brigham, both of those guys, all of them are just such awesome musicians that it transcends the musical genres, you
okay.
know, and so that kind of stuff. I would have to say Joey Miskillen, who is originally from Chicago, but was from Cleveland to Nashville, is probably one of my single greatest influences on the accordion. And as a trumpet player, I mean, there are so many of them.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I particularly do a lot of jazz stuff, so Louis Armstrong
yep.
comes to mind. It's just a real base of where the instrument goes.
But you bet.
Always listening to music. And
awesome.
That's so good to get it. Get your ears and keep them going.
There you go. Well, and the last question I've got for you, Alex, and I think I maybe warned you, I usually ask each and every guest if there's a event or an award or a special moment, anything, a memory that you'd want to share with our listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, over your career that stands out. Is there something that you want to share with them?
Well, there's so many of them flooding through, as you mentioned. You know, I remember specifically the first time I played in New Ulm, Minnesota. Comes to mind really as a big one because we drove through the night. We had played in State College, Pennsylvania at Penn State University the night before.
Uh-huh.
And it was an 18-hour drive
from
State College to get there. And there was a wreck somewhere in Wisconsin. We barely made it in time. And we got out of the van and, you know, everyone's crunchy, and we have to go on stage in like an hour and a half. And we're ready to load the equipment out, and, you know, the mayor of New Ulm and a bunch of the other people, the Wendingers, they all have all this Shell's beer for us. It's 100-and-some degrees outside, and, you know, everyone's just fried with this high temperature. But there is just such a friendly nature to it, and I think that epitomizes what this music brings out. Brings out this great feeling of camaraderie. And when we went up to play, it was like, well, you know, I know that we're a lot different than some of the other bands that are there, but we made sure that we started off with the Schneider. Well, we started off with the theme song. We started off with Marienwolf, and then Schneider Polka, and then Red Raven. And as the songs are going, they're getting a little rowdier each time, but, you know, when we see some of the people on the dance floor getting a little scared, you know, then we pull it back to the familiar group,
uh-huh.
and then let's see how we're going to continue going. Say, hey, look, we're playing the same songs, and then work with us here.
Yes.
And that was one of those things that my grandfather never got the chance to play in New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know that that was something that he always would have wanted. And, you know, I felt like this family pride legacy thing. And it's a very special feeling for me.
Yep. And we usually attend the Oktoberfest down in New Ulm, Minnesota. And I just, I tell people all the time, there's some charisma or something special about that place. I was to the polka days when they had the street dances back in the 70s and 60s. I was to some of those. And there's just something special about that community, that town. It's really awesome, isn't it?
Yes, you better believe it. And that's what's so, I mean, and it's funny because I'm just looking at that one CD by Chuck Till and the Jolly Ramblers.
You're
something special. And I mean, and this music, it just, and those people, and whether it's performing, New Ulm has that thing. Cleveland has that thing. Even though the scene isn't what it used to be for New Ulm Polka Days, or it's not what it used to be at Thanksgiving for Cleveland or at Seven Springs for the Polish, there's certain things that the history that is in the air at those places. And, you know, you feel that legacy when I'm at NS Texas for their polka festival down there as well.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's just like there's so many generations of musicians that have influenced each succeeding generation. And we always have to remember the roots of where we come from. No matter where we go, we have to know where we came from.
That is so awesome. So well put. Alex, our time has run out. I want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for joining us here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again.
Most assuredly. Thank you so much, Cy. It's been a pleasure, sir.
All righty. And with that, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here. All right, and there he goes, Mr. Alex Meixner, our 276th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music by Alex Meixner coming up in just moments. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks right there with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And Alex Meixner, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program, 276th guest. What a great guest he is and was, you bet. And we're going to get right into music by the Alex Meixner Band. And he mentioned the brand new CD that he's just released. It's one called Make Some Noise. We're going to listen to a few of those songs. He's also got a couple more that he sent me. One called You Asked For It, Alex Meixner Band Live. And another one that he sent out is one called Happiness is a Choice. some great recordings. I've had a chance to listen to them all. And, yeah, so here we go. This one, the first song on the Make Some Noise CD, it's one called Hey, the Andale. Boy, some high-energy stuff there for you. One called Hey, the Andale, and Alex Meixner Band. Music continues with Alex off of his Make Some Noise CD, and this one is called Leer Bonk Borsiker.
Chef und Ole Leib, heit ist wieder höchste Zeit. Auseinander wie den Sand, rundherum geht's an. Die Musi sieht ja jeden her, Fische, Baden, Burschen ab. Ole Becke bleiben leer, tanz mal pure Schaf. Shit.
Alex Meixner Band and one called Dear Banka Borsiker. Taking us to 12:30 here on KASM, 12:30, and right now still 25 degrees, our temperature here in Albany. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours, and they probably bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. Now, Turco has all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours, and they do all the extended tours to the big cities like L.A., New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, just to mention a few. They do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, and they do the casino tours in and about our area, like to the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, and yes, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, or to just plain be on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang over at Turco a call. Their phone number, toll-free, is 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Turco proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. Coming up on 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and again, we have 25, our temperature here in Albany. Alex mentioned his rendition of Tanta Ana on this particular CD. So let's give a listen to that one. Track number 13, Tanta Ana. The Alex Meissner Band and one called Tanta Ana. Little different version of Tanta Ana there. And I've been hearing from listeners that have seen the Alex Meissner show, and they tell me that it's worth the price of admission. Yes, indeed. Definitely high energy and just a great entertainer. So good to hear that. Hopefully sometime in my lifetime we'll get a chance to see Alex too. Alrighty, 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. We're going to switch CDs right now and move over to one of the other recordings that Alex had sent me. And this one is called You Ask For It Live. We're going to pick out a couple selections for you to listen to. This one, get it all queued up here. And this one's called Bouncing Brody's Bodacious Button Box, Boca Medley. Alex Meissner.
Who needs fingers?
Thank you, Vance.
And there you have it. Alex Meixner, one called the Bouncing Brodies, Brodacious Button Box Polka Medley. Good stuff for you there by Alex Meixner. Here's a pretty one, one called the Pretty Princess Waltz. Alex Meixner. Alex Meixner and one called the Pretty Princess Waltz. 15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, they would love to have you join their traveling family. Been doing this for a number of years now, 30-plus years, close to 35 now. Proudly doing business for 35 years, and they'd look forward to you joining their traveling family as well. Looking forward to this year, yes, there's some big international trips that they've got lined up. Ireland, the best of Ireland, and that's going to be in March. Just days away now is the International Farm Machinery Show. So always that chance that Laverne has still got room on the bus. Be sure and give her a call. Don't hesitate. Great tour there to Louisville, Kentucky. Also going to do the South American Adventure Tour, the Southwest Circle Tour, Coming up in April, they do their sixth annual Spring Mystery Tour. They always did the fall one, but that was so popular that they decided to do a spring one, and that's been almost equally as popular. So you never know where you're going, but you're guaranteed to have a fun time. So, yeah, check out that Spring Mystery Tour that comes your way in April. Looking down the schedule, of course, they're going to do their annual, 26th annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation. They're doing a fun tour here with Father Joe Herzing. It's called their Pilgrimage Tour, 3 days in August. Of course, the 16th annual Canadian Rockies by rail and motor coach. Then, like I mentioned, the 31st annual Fall Mystery Tour. This one is so interesting and sought out. They're taking two buses this year, and I think out of the two buses, maybe there's 12 seats remaining. Give Laverne a call, Laverne and Kim. They'd be happy to get your name down, and if the buses are full, well, you never know. Sometimes somebody might have to back out. They'll slide you in their spot. So, and lots more trips to come yet. So be sure and give them a call. Check them out on their website. The phone number to call is 1-800-840-9211, 1-800-840-9211. Laverne and Kim, they welcome your calls anytime. If you want to call them today, this week, whatever works for you, give them a call. And their website, www.lavernestravel.com. And a nice, nice website there to check out all of the trips. They keep those updated very, very well. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are at 25 degrees yet. Boy, it hasn't moved at all. Almost all morning it's been hanging there at 25. That's been our morning low. Well, we're going to move to the third CD that I got from Alex, and this one is called Happiness is a Choice. And give you a couple of numbers off of that one as well. And this one is one called Michael's Polka, Alex Meixner. Alex Meissner, and that one's one called Michael's Polka, coming off of his Happiness is a Choice CD. Here's a nice waltz tune, one called the C&M Waltz. Alex Meissner. Beautiful waltz tune there by Alex Meissner, one called the C&M Waltz. And boy, they do take you through the gamut of emotions. Yes, very upbeat. They can play it slow and soft. Yes, great, talented musicians. Well, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And I'm going to pick one out here, just guessing that this is a good one. It's one called the Hawaiian Polka off of his Happiness is a Choice CD. The Hawaiian Polka.
Thank you.
Alex Meissner, yes indeed, one called the Hawaiian Polka, coming off of his Happiness is a Choice CD. And that takes us to 1 o'clock straight up. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. 1 o'clock, and we're at 25 degrees here in central Minnesota.